With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Tonight we have details about President Trump's 2027 budget proposal.
A $1.5 trillion defense spending request. That's the largest of its kind in decades. The president had indicated even before the war against Iran that he wanted to increase defense spending to modernize the military. He's also calling for a 10% cut in non-defense discretionary spending. The president's annual budget does not carry the force of law. Instead, it reflects an administration's priorities and provides a roadmap to Congress, which handles spending issues. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. forces rescued at least one crew member after Iran shot down a U.S. F-15E fighter jet Friday, but one crew member remains missing. Iranian state media also reported a U.S. A-10 attack aircraft crashed into the Persian Gulf. The incidents occurred as Iran launched attacks across the Middle East, targeting Gulf energy infrastructure and the Strait of Hormuz. There's going to be a real WKRP in Cincinnati soon.
Is there a real WKRP in Cincinnati, like the TV series that ran from 1978 to 1982? D.P. McIntyre of the North Carolina-based nonprofit Oak City Media says there soon will be.
WKRP, after 48 years, is coming to Cincinnati.
McIntyre acquired the WKRP call letters in 2014. He says WKRP in Cincinnati will be a radio station, and he hopes the new owners will be true to the show that inspired it. WKRP in Cincinnati. I'm Donna Water.
Many Christian worshipers stopped to commemorate Christ's crucifixion today. This is SRN News. A leading gay rights activist takes a stand on transgenderism.
Herndon Graddick used to be the president of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. He went on the podcast series Strange Bedfellows with Ben Kowalor and Andy Mills to say that he opposes letting children have puberty-blocking drugs to live as the opposite sex. Graddick says, quote, teenagers and kids should not be given the power to make these life-altering decisions. He admits that GLAAD was wrong on the issue. Michael Harrington reporting.
People who distribute or intend to distribute abortion-inducing medication in Mississippi could face a criminal charge and up to 10 years in prison if convicted under a bill lawmakers have just passed. Representative Celeste Hurst, a Republican, said she introduced the measure to keep doctors from out of state from circumventing our current law. However, legal experts say it'll be difficult to prosecute providers who send the drugs in. This is SRN News. With Easter upon us, food safety experts are offering some egg handling tips. Correspondent Rich Thomason reports.
They say you can dye eggs and eat them safely if they're handled right. We're told we should hard boil the eggs first to reduce the risk of salmonella, then follow the household two-hour rule for the amount of time that eggs are safe at room temperature. Both artificial and natural food dyes are okay as long as they're labeled food grade. But if you're planning on an egg hunt outside, might be best to go with plastic eggs. Keep the dyed eggs for your Easter spread. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Trump administration has scaled back its plans to dismantle the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Under the new plan, the bureau's headcount would be reduced from 1,700 authorized employees before Trump's second term to roughly 550 staffers. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.